United Rental, Phillips 66, Randy Lawrence Lawn Care and Maintenance Service, Lucas Metalworks, Stump Funeral Home, and A-Best Roofing. Your safety is our top concern. Count on K1 for the area's most complete weather coverage.
Does your business need radio communications facilities? KCD Towers has tower space available. They can meet your needs in Chautauqua, Montgomery, and Labette counties in southeast Kansas, and Osage, Washington, and Nevada counties in northeast Oklahoma with expanded coverage across the area. Tower space for cellular or two-way communications? Let's talk. Call Kevin Potter, 918-336-1001, or go online to BartlesvilleRadio.com and click on Rent Tower Space under the Contact tab. Start your communications outreach today.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis, and Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. I just met a new friend today, Miss Joni. How are you today?
Well, Tom, I am doing great, and it's wonderful to meet you.
Well, it's a rainy day out there today, but I get the feeling we're going to probably offer a little bit of sunshine through the radio speakers today. We're talking about literacy today.
Yes, I hope so. And welcome to Bartlesville.
You
said you've been here 3 months.
3 whole months, by golly.
And I've been here 35 whole years, by golly.
No better place to be.
Absolutely. Well, I am here today to talk to you about the Bartlesville Public Library Literacy Services Program.
Wonderful.
Yes, many people do not know that on the second floor of our Bartlesville Public Library, we offer literacy services to the entire Bartlesville community. And, of course, we would take anybody from the surrounding area as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is to try to help those people who have fallen behind in their reading skills. You know, if people have fallen behind in their reading skills, it's difficult for them to maybe read or write their name or recognize signs, maybe read menus, fill out forms and get jobs. That creates all kinds of social problems.
It does. It really does.
Yes, it does. And so basically, we're there to help people catch up on those skills. And that could be anything from reading, writing. We actually even do some math skills.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here for mostly adult literacy instruction.
A little bit of way to catch up on things if you've been out of school for a while and you really hadn't had to use those skills much. But anymore today, you have to use them every day all the time. Or you're really going to be in a pickle.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people do not know that 23% of United States adults cannot read.
Mm-hmm.
That translates into 1 in 5. And we have some interesting statistics in Oklahoma as well. 43% of Oklahoma adults have a below basic or only basic literacy level skill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 31 who have basic skills and 12% that have below basic skills. And Tom, really, that can happen for so many reasons. It's really not an indicator of any failure in our education department here in the state. It mostly has to do with people who grew up in intergenerational poverty, or they were unable to apply themselves as a child. Maybe ADHD was an issue, family trauma, sickness. We deal a lot with people who struggle with dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's that issue of mobility, where people sometimes have traveled all over the country or have followed their mom and dad to different locations, and they find it difficult to catch up. So these people have a tendency to get behind, and then that is very embarrassing to them.
Yes.
So we offer one-to-one tutoring, which means that a person can come up to our literacy services, have a tutor in a private specialized room, and catch up on those skills.
And that's really a good thing to have, because there's no stigma attached to it. You get to, you know, get back into mainstreaming yourself, into the mainstream of life. And on top of that, what's past is past. You can just start your point right there and start to excel with this.
Well, absolutely. And we're here to try to help people become functional
mm-hmm.
in their society. It helps to stomp out poverty. It actually helps with unemployment. And an interesting statistic, over 60% of people that are in our correctional facilities have reading issues. So many times, helping them learn to read and to improve their reading skills makes all the difference in whether they function when they're released from whatever issue they've been having in prison or in the jail system. But when they get released, it helps them to become more functional and able to get a job and function in society. So we're there for them.
Very good. Very good. I really feel for the folks who had situations beyond, their control as youngsters. Picking up and moving is one, and you kind of suffer quietly. You're trying to catch up as much as you can, and sometimes you just feel... And then there are others who've been in situations in their life where they're probably a bright kid and probably a bright adult, but because education wasn't exactly a priority in the home,
therefore,
they didn't apply themselves, and this is a chance to get a do-over.
Well, absolutely. And, many people in generations mm-hmm. just ahead of us worked and left school early to be functional in their family systems and to help their moms and dads mm-hmm. with work needs. So we do have a lot of people in that situation. And so we're there to help them, and it is right on the second floor of the Bartlesville Public Library.
Easy to find.
Now, I want to go on and tell you a little bit about another something that we offer that's another social problem, and it's called health literacy.
Okay.
If people have a struggle reading, then they have a struggle many times with their health literacy. They're not able to read the medications on a bottle. Ooh. They're not able to really communicate well with their doctors. They may not be able to understand their doctor's language, the language that the doctor uses in diagnosis to them. And I have a bad statistic to tell you.
Oh, boy.
Oklahoma ranks 50th in the nation in health literacy. That is last, not first. Mm. Not one Oklahoma county ranks in the top 500 in the U.S., So why do we have issues with health literacy in Oklahoma? Well, we have high rates of heart disease. We have obesity as a problem here. Low consumption of fruits and vegetables. We like Southern home fried cooking.
Boy, don't we.
Yeah. We've got to learn to add in those vegetables and those fruits. And then by and large, as a community, people are not as physically active as they once were. Now, I know there is a lot of opportunities to work out and exercise here, but how many people apply themselves? So we actually offer classes, fun classes at the Bartlesville Public Library. We have ReFit, which is a program, an exercise program that's really challenging. We have yoga, we have Tai Chi, we actually offer kickboxing, and we have wonderful cooking classes. This fall, we will have Susan Miller, who used to be the owner of the Rolling Pin, and oh my goodness, her classes are fabulous. She has taught us everything from how to roast vegetables to how to shop conveniently and accurately and to the penny.
Mm-hmm.
She's taught us many things like that. And then we have another chef that's coming in to teach us eating healthy eating around the world, and that is Chef Sandra McClelland. And she was schooled in the University of Alaska, Anchorage. And the first thing that she is going to teach in October is gourmet gems from Germany. Then we go on to November and December. We even have a cooking class on enjoyable eating from Ethiopia. So we're going to learn how other nations, who sometimes are healthier than we are here in the U.S., cook that we could implement into our system. So all of the exercise and all of the cooking and everything that points toward health is our health literacy option at the Bartlesville Public Library. And we do all that on the second floor as well.
There's a lot going on that second floor of the library.
Oh, man, there is. And I've got more to tell you.
Let's lay it on us.
Okay. Well, literacy is wonderful, and health literacy is wonderful, but we also teach English to those who don't speak English as a first language. So that means people who English is their second language, they cannot communicate well in English, they speak another language at home, and they need special instruction. So we actually have English language learners that come up. And something that might be interesting to you is that 10%, 10.3% actually, of Oklahomans do not speak English. 6.7% of students, or about 45,000, do not speak English. And there's been a 48 to 50% increase in foreign language speakers in our state. We have helped people from all over the world who have come through Bartlesville. We're very unique. Mm-hmm. Yes, there has been a strong influence or influx, let's say, of Spanish speakers and Vietnamese speakers who have come to our locale. But actually, there have been many people who have come in to work at Phillips 66, ConocoPhillips. Their families come with them. They're from other countries. And they come to our literacy department to learn to speak English.
How do you like that?
Well, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I mean, this is kind of their first getting to know around town, and it's right there in our public library on the second floor, I might add.
Absolutely. So diversity is very important to us. We don't ask any questions.
No.
But we do love, once we have taught people how to speak English, they've come to conversation classes, they have come to maybe one-on-one tutoring. We love to inspire them to go forward in getting their United States citizenship.
I bet that's one of their top priorities.
It absolutely.
It is.
So those people that really apply themselves, we encourage them to get their citizenship, and we take them through the full instructional phase of how do you become an American citizen.
Wow. They're going to come out probably a little bit more adept at civics than the average Joe walking the street. I've seen this where I grew up near Chicago. Boy, oh boy, when they take that citizenship test, don't quiz them because they're going to know answers. You didn't even know there were questions.
They know answers you know not of. In fact, when I see the test, I'm always amazed and I think, oh my goodness, I need to go back and study civics and government. Because they have to know everything about our legislative system.
They do.
Yes, they do. So would you like to know a little bit more of that, or do you need to take a break?
Well, let's go ahead and keep on going here if we can.
Well, interestingly enough, you know, you have to be a permanent resident for 5 years in the United States.
Sure.
And you must have an active green card to be able to apply for citizenship.
That's a must.
Or you can be the spouse of a permanent resident who has been here for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So many times somebody will come over from a different country, they'll be here for 3 years, and then they bring their spouse or their betrothed to this country, and then they can both get their citizenship at the same time. Actually, the main applicant has to have been here 5 years.
5 years, yes.
So you must pass a detailed civics test, and you must take an oath of allegiance to the United States. But one of the things that you may not have known, and most of the listeners don't know, is it costs $725 to make application to become a citizen of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that people are surprised at and, frankly, can become a little bit of a deterrent.
I understand that.
Yes, unless people have their green card and they're working. Now, there are other ways people can come to the United States. They can come on an employment authorization document or a work permit. But you cannot work if you're on a visitor's visa. You cannot do that. So the whole thrust is trying to encourage people to get their green card, which also costs about $640. But it lasts for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You can work in the United States, and when you have been here as a permanent resident long enough, then you can make application to become a citizen. But an interesting fact, you cannot go back to your home country for 6 months, or you have to start over.
Oh, wow. You got to be prepared for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there is a lot that goes on in the literacy department at the Bartlesville Public Library. And we are right downtown at 600 South Johnstone. We offer all of this, and we want students to come.
Yes.
We want to ensure them that we care and will keep their issues within, you know, our private sector here. And we want to give them the opportunity that they want to have. We don't push them. We go where they would like to go.
Yeah. Well, this community, I can say this, I've never seen a community that was more enthusiastic and more encouraging for people to succeed. And this is just another gleaming example of that.
You're in an incredible position because everybody that has something to say comes right in here and tells you about it, right?
Yes, they do. and it's really an honor, too, and to find out that we have this going on here at our own public library where so much help can be had is incredible. Another hidden gem. Well, let's make sure that we shine some light on this and get this out a little bit.
Well, absolutely. Everybody. If I can make one more quick shameless plug.
You can do it.
Our Bartlesville Public Library is a treasure trove of opportunity for children. It's just amazing the events that are offered. Our summer reading program is unbelievable. We do a huge trunk or treat. That will be October 25th. And we actually even offer the Mausoleum Stories, which is the Bartlesville Public Library is in charge of the White Rose Cemetery. And we do some theatrical work about all the notable people that are buried there, and that's coming right up in October 25th, 26th, and 27th. And some of the actors in town, me included, play some of the parts of the people that were buried in there and are part of the mausoleum or the cemetery itself. But please go Google Bartlesville Public Library. Look at all of the events. There's a calendar. You can see everything. We are doing creative opportunities downstairs for people to learn how to do scrapbooking and journaling and all kinds of art projects. It's just simply amazing.
Miss Joni, I have one more question about our library because I heard this and it made me wonder. I understand that we are a library not only of books but of things.
Oh, we absolutely are. I might mention, too, that we're part of the Oklahoma Department of Libraries, and the Literacy Services is part of the Oklahoma Literacy Coalition. Mm-hmm. But at our Bartlesville Public Library, you can rent guitars, you can rent sewing machines. Well, rent. They're free. Everything at the library
Check it
is
out.
Free.
Yeah.
Everything is free. It's the most amazing thing you can do, and all of our literacy services are free. Mm-hmm. But music, sewing, cake pans, playways, I'm going a little bit blank, but if you walk in there...
Because they're too numerous.
It's unbelievable. And it's really, really easy to become a member of our library.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy.
How easy?
Well, library cards are right there for you. And absolutely. And we keep up with all that. And fines are very scarce.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think we're going to be doing away with some of that. Some of those are new things that are coming up. So I don't want to speak out of turn. But it's just amazing what our library has for you. Computers, an ability to go in and look for jobs. Reference desk, individuals who will help you. You can take out interlibrary loans for books that they don't have. They'll find it somewhere else and bring it in to you.
Wow.
It's just amazing. Our library is, like I say, the treasure trove of Bartlesville and a jewel and a diamond in our crown.
Well, Miss Joni, I heard another thing, and maybe you can set me straight on this, too. If I have old photographs or maybe even old film or VHS or beta tapes, I can get that transcribed digitally there? Is there a transfer?
Now, I think there might be, but now you're over my head.
Oh, okay. I know it's really new.
All you have to do is call the library.
I will.
And they'll tell you what they can do, and more than likely, they can do it.
But first of all, folks, if you need the services that were lined out earlier today, just make it a point to get down to the library, ask a few questions, or go on the website that we mentioned.
Absolutely. Come up to the second floor and ask for Karen Kerr McGraw. She is our wonderful director in literacy services, and we are there to help you.
Miss Joni, thank you very much for being on with us today.
Tom, it was such a pleasure to meet you. Oh. I'll see you again soon, I hope.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And you've been listening to Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral. Right here on K1. K1, the one you trust.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
As you get older and the experiences of life pile up, you realize that life is going to beat you up again and again. Loss breaks your heart, hardship takes its toll, illness destroys your body, folks can say hurtful things, and even your friends can turn against you. Jesus said it's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy for him. Most of the things you will experience in life, he experienced. He said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." How different we might live this life if we would embrace that great truth. Always remember that whatever you are going through in life, regardless how bad it may seem at the time, it's always going to get better. What Annie said is true. The sun will come out tomorrow. It always does. You may not see it every day. Sometimes the clouds hide it, but it's always there and it always reappears. The same is true of the joy in your life. The clouds of life may hide it for a while, but you have to believe that it will always come back. You have to embrace the great words of the Apostle Paul, who certainly had his share of trouble. He said in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say it, rejoice." I'm Dave Hammons with the Legacy Church of Christ. I hope you will join us this Sunday at the Tri-County Tech Event Center. We have Bible classes at 9:15 and worship at 10.
Join us weekday mornings for one-on-one with a professional on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Tune in at 9:30 every second and fourth Monday for City Matters. Go one-on-one with Kurt Mead from Wellspring Life Clinic every first and third Monday of the month. Tuesday at 9:30, tune in for Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. Go one-on-one with Regent Bank every second Wednesday of the month at 9:30. On the first Wednesday of the month at 9:30, listen in when Green Country Village Senior Living Community explores senior living. And on the second Wednesday at 9:45, go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. Join K1 Car Talk with the Dunges Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. And Fridays at 9:45, it's Brew and Buzz. Stay informed with one-on-one with a professional exclusively on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Smoother. Faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Congratulations to Buffalo Wild Wings for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Buffalo Wild Wings will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM, Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
This radio reminder is brought to you by Davis Family Funeral Home, Dewey, and Walker Brown Chapels. If compulsive gambling is affecting your life, there is help available. Contact the Bartlesville chapter of Gamblers Anonymous. Meetings are Tuesday and Thursday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at First Church. For more information, call Cindy at 918-336-3361.
Time now for the Voice of the Overcomers, and right now it's brought to you by Brian Little Haley and Kent CPAs.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When we imagine life as a Christian in a Muslim nation, we think of big struggles, such as arrest or physical attack. But we often forget about the ongoing daily struggle of loneliness that many believers experience. Like Ahmed, who lives in the West Bank, a primarily Muslim region. He came to faith in Christ after meeting Christians traveling through the area. They visit, and Ahmed cherishes his time with them, but he longs for a church family to worship with on a consistent basis. Pray for Ahmed that he will find a community of believers in his area so he can enjoy regular, ongoing fellowship.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Brought to you by Brian, Little Haley, and Cat CPAs.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you with consumer calls on the road. We'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast. Host one of the most listened to programs from 9:10 until noon on Saturday and have your business buzzing in no time. We'd love to make your business our next stop, so give us a call. Consumer Calls on the Road is a superb way to bring in customers to your business.
News Radio K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump, moments ago at the UN on ethical questions over a phone conversation with the leader of Ukraine.
I think it's ridiculous. It's a witch hunt.
Mr. Trump insists there was nothing wrong with bringing up a possible investigation to Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
It's nonsense. And when you see the call, when you see the readout of the call, which I assume you'll see at some point, you'll understand.
CBS News has learned the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is requesting the State Department Inspector General review $400 million in military aid withheld from Ukraine ahead of that phone call. Correspondent Nancy Cordes says freshman lawmakers who flipped GOP seats in the last election may be ready to join the impeachment movement.
Seven of those Democrats signed an op-ed saying that if the president used taxpayer dollars as leverage for his own gain, that would be a threat to all we have sworn to protect.
Mr. Trump is ready to give a speech to the UN General Assembly this hour. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is in New York.
The president has used his speeches at the UN's green marbled rostrum to issue threats against U.S. adversaries and to espouse his America First worldview. It's where he once called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and threatened to totally destroy North Korea. Last year here, he condemned the ideology of globalism and was laughed at by diplomats when he claimed his administration had accomplished more than almost any other.
Navy officials are investigating several suicides. Correspondent Cammy McCormick from the Pentagon.
The Navy Times is reporting the suicides of four sailors assigned to the aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush. Two of